still to come before Jay Jackson reports on Newsweek News at 7 o'clock. Paul Brady, Joan Armour Trading, Big... Trading? Joan Armour Trading, Big Country and Sideways Looms. As you can see, quite a lot of good music still to come in the next 15 minutes. 14 minutes to 7 now. Ashford and Simpson, that was solid. Before that, the title track from the latest album by Diana Ross. We played Swept Away.
It's going to happen. From May to October of 1986. Canada's beautiful Pacific coast. On the edge of an emerald forest, at the base of majestic mountains, a city of unparalleled beauty is going to host one of the 20th century's most spectacular world expositions. Expo 86 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Celebrating mankind's achievements in transportation and communications. With over 40 nations, Expo 86 will be the largest world exposition in North America in a decade. If you've never visited Canada, if you've never attended a World Exposition, 1986 is the time. Vancouver, Canada is the place. Expo 86. Don't miss it for the world. Inquire at Tourism British Columbia, British Columbia House, Regent Street in London.
We'll be right back.
What was the album called? Hang on, let's have a quick look. Walking Under Ladders, that's right. And that was called At the Hop, before that Paul Brady from his True For You album, and Steel Claw. Newsweek news in 6.5 minutes' time. Reports on the latest news of the attempted assassination of the Indian Prime Minister. As with Jay Jackson. Right now, here's a song from Big Country. And we follow this with the Big Country Soundalikes, Sideways Look.
Thank you.
called Oro Man. To me, that sounds exactly like that track. Knowing Me from Today, it was Sideways. Look, before that, East of Eden, the latest one from Big Country. Broadcasting live from the North Sea on 963 kHz. This is Caroline International. In Central Europe, it's 8 o'clock, and in Great Britain and Ireland, 7 o'clock.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek Magazine.
Good morning. There has been an assassination attempt on the Indian Prime Minister, Mrs. Indira Gandhi. Mrs. Gandhi was walking to her office when she was shot by 8 bullets. The Indian Prime Minister received abdominal wounds and is now in hospital, where she's undergoing blood transfusion. Her condition is reported to be grave. A report says 2 people were killed, another arrested at the scene of the assassination attempt. The Prime Minister's son has returned to Delhi, and the Cabinet is now meeting in emergency session. It's reported from Delhi that the assassins were disguised as security guards. And a further report says 2 of the gunmen who shot at Mrs. Gandhi with Sten guns were themselves shot dead. 6 senior surgeons are operating on Mrs. Gandhi at the moment, and she has received oxygen. And other news, after the discovery of the body of the Polish pro-Solidarity priest, the leader of the banned Solidarity Labour Union, Lech Walesa, has appealed to people in Poland to stay calm. And a 4-week strike by public employees in Iceland has ended. For Caroline International, I'm Jay Jackson.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek, the international news magazine.
Pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. But look at our life now.